Back Talk is an extension of the award-winning movie review show, It's Movie Time, which airs on Fridays at 4:01 and 8:01 p.m. on WCBE 90.5 FM. Produced and hosted by John DeSando, the podcast features additional content and banter with guests. Back Talk is listed by FeedSpot as one of the top 10 movie podcasts on NPR.
Sweet. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Gary Hammond.
And this is Back Talk.
Woohoo!
And are we timely? We are reviewing a movie called Greenland 2, Migration.
Yes.
And Greenland is recently in the spot, and I'd like to talk a little bit later on that.
Yeah,
that
we'll
very
do that
topic.
Later in the show.
But this is a sequel.
Yes.
And what's going on?
Now, they've evacuated because of the comet that happened in Greenland, and it's not Greenland 1, it's just Greenland, if you're looking for it. And they're now 5 years in the bunkers in Greenland, and things are getting worse in Greenland, and they probably have been bad the whole time from the looks of the terrain and the people. There comes a moment when the hero of the movie, Mr. Butler, and his family decide they're going to get out of Dodge. They get off of Greenland, and it's their adventures from there. And it's traumatizing them getting off of Greenland, and the whole thing is traumatizing for them and a little bit for the viewer. In any event, they're seeking a safe place. Oddly enough, it's the crater of the major part of the comet that came and hit Earth in France.
Well, it's the southern France, wherever. Some will remember that, in fact, somewhere in the Yucatan, we have one giant crater that decimated the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So that this is, it's not unreal that this could happen.
So you're saying it's a real, it's not a documentary, John, though.
Well, it is not a documentary. You're exactly right.
It's plausible.
We don't ordinarily pick B movies, but we happen to like Jerry Butler. Why is it even a worthwhile movie?
Well, if you like Jerry Butler, then you'll like this movie. It's jam-packed, it's adventure, and he's the good guy, and on and on and on. And it's the usual tropes. There's lots of action as far as that goes. They're trying to soften him, I think. They're trying to humanize him a little bit. In The Den of Thieves, they humanize him a little bit. In Angel Has Fallen, they humanize him quite a bit.
Thanks, yeah.
As far as that goes. So it's not the 300, and it's not the all shoot 'em up. So I think they're making an effort to do that. And
so what kind of action happens in this? I mean, first of all, it's almost impossible to think how they could go from Greenland over.
Well, I don't want to give it away, John, but the way you get to and from Greenland, if there's no planes, is by boat, and that's how they get there.
Yeah, yeah. And once they get to the English Channel, that's dried up, right?
We're going to tell the whole movie now? It's dried up.
It's a good point.
They're walking across the English Channel because it's all dry land, and the topography of Europe is substantially different. There are cells of good people and bad people scattered across the landscape in England and in France, and that is what creates the drama of the journey, because they may not make it.
Yeah, there are no surprises that there'll be bad boys along the way. They may have rifles, and it's going to require Jerry Butler to be heroic. And as you indicate, he started at 300, and he's been doing heroic stuff.
He's heroic.
All along.
He's heroic, and I really enjoy him.
Yeah. I like how I don't think there's going to be a sequel.
Well, yeah, that would have to be like a Disney movie, the sequel. Greenland 3, the comet colony, would be, yeah, it would be all butterflies and rainbows and so on, I think. And it's odd that they haven't set themselves up for a sequel.
Well, they can if they're going to rely on everybody else but Jerry. Jerry's going to go on to other projects.
He is. Yes.
I find his wife is a good actress.
She is.
Not used much in this one.
Right.
But much more in Greenland, the original.
Right.
Any high points that you can think of? I know we are always concerned about giving away plot, but there is so little here to go on. That we do have to pick on stuff that we
have. Well, I'm going to confess that I found the journey, once they get to, I bought the bunker, and I
yes,
bought the comet.
Me too.
I bought the Escape by Sea, and I was a little skeptical about how much gas they had, but I bought that.
An odd boat.
Well, it was a lifeboat like they have on ships now.
Is that right?
Does
that look like that?
If you saw the movie about Captain Phillips, he was in a pod.
Oh, you're
right. It was
right.
Like that.
I said,
so it was realistic as far as that goes. The thing is that I found the journey through France to be unbelievable. I just didn't believe it. Well, I'm sorry to tell it so soon in the show.
Because you don't think the French are that gracious?
And what I should have done, and I couldn't do it, was when we saw Cocaine Bear, I just was so tense because it was a horror movie, and I really was nervous when the couple is going up the hill and I know the bear is going to kill them. And then I realized that it was just a farce. And I was able to go with Cocaine Bear and recommend it as a farce. Greenland 2 didn't cross over into a farce. It was still trying to be serious. I thought the travel through France was not credible. Now, if you like Jerry Butler, go see it. And if you kind of like Jerry Butler, wait till it's streaming. So,
if you're not big into horror, and this is not really a horror film.
No, it's not horror.
It's an escape, a disaster movie.
It's an end of the world. Are three or four people going to make it?
Yeah. Then I think this is palatable for even the most delicate sensibilities. And one of the reasons I do is that these people don't look like they've been through anything.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all fully intact. There's barely a bit of grime on any of them. I cannot believe
this. Well, it actually made me think of Omega Man with Charlton Heston, which was 1971. I looked up. Uh-huh. And then Will Smith, I Am Legend in 2007. Mm. And then there's even a prequel to that, which is 1964, Vincent Price in The Last Man on Earth, where against impossible odds and all this adversity, and actually looking at it through that lens, I'm now going to say that those movies were no more incredible than him getting across France. So maybe I'll lighten up a little bit on him.
So what is it our president has a real interest in?
He's a real estate mogul, supposedly, but he's in real estate, and everything is real estate for him. And he's looking at the real estate. Venezuela is real estate. We have oil companies, and the Venezuela was communist or socialist, and it took over oil fields of Conoco and Chevron. I don't know about Conoco, but Chevron for sure. And now he wants to put them back in there. And from what I saw the other day, they're asking if the U.S. government is going to provide them with security. And Trump said, sure, which gets us to a new level of involvement if that happens. So we're going to protect the oil companies while they go back in and take over the oil fields. And Venezuela doesn't seem inclined to cooperate, but we'll see.
Well, Greenland means very little to me. There must be resources there.
It surely is.
It's a strategic location.
Well, we have a base there because it's strategically located between Russia and us. And at the time that those bases were placed there, it was World War II before we had ballistic missiles and so on. It's relevant because of the ballistic missiles. We're now dealing with precious metals. Now, the precious metals 50 years ago were gold, silver, platinum that I know of. And lead was a base metal, and it was everywhere. And copper was valuable. But now we have all these other things.
Cell phones that need.
Yeah, cell phones. And so the lithium, and so Ecuador's got it, China's got it, and Greenland's got it.
Gary Hammond.
Gerald?
The movie is Greenland 2 Migration. What do you advise Jerry Hammond? What do you recommend?
If you like disaster movies, if you liked Jerry Butler, go see it. If you like Cocaine Bear, go see it.
See, you will never let me forget Cocaine Bear.
I know. It was traumatic until I realized it was a farce. I loved Charlton Heston in The Omega Man. I liked Will Smith in I Am Legend less, but it would be a fun 2 hours for most people.
That's really good advice. Don't expect too much. If you just want a really fun night with your family, and I suggest that at least teens would like this, something even younger because I think there's so little blood in it.
No, I wouldn't recommend.
You still would.
I don't know what it was rated, but use your judgment, folks. Right.
So anyway, it's called Greenland 2 Migration.
Yep. Greenland 2 was made because Greenland was so successful, they made enough money that they had to make a sequel.
Yeah.
And it was set up for there to be a sequel because what they've done is they've gotten from where they were in North America to Greenland, and they're safe dealing with the hardships of living in Greenland. And 5 years have gone by in the movie time, and enough years have gone by that people may be interested to find out what happened to the migrants. And the people that loved Jerry Butler in Greenland and his wife and son and those people and enjoyed that story.
Yes, yeah.
This, I'm sure, to find out what happened.
Yeah, with a little bit of an adventure. And because something like this may be in our future. You know, you and I may be gone, but some disaster like this, and it has a lot to do with radiation. It has to do with interstellar comets.
Mm-hmm.
And because we know that it's happened in our Yucatan, there are catastrophic results from this kind of intrusion. So that's why, and I agree with you, that first part in the bunker is interesting, and how they get out. And of course, it's ridiculous how they evade.
That was more believable than sailing to England from Greenland
on the gas they had.
But in any event.
Yeah, right. To add to your notion about making this, Jerry Butler has become a cult figure. There are people who will go to his movie. Even we will go to his movies knowing that they are mediocre.
Some are, right,
and others are not.
Angel Has Fallen, gripping, Den of Thieves, fun.
All right, right. So you know I have trouble remembering the plots.
Oh, Angel Has Fallen, and Morgan Freeman is the president, and Jerry Butler is in the Secret Service, and he is the closest person to the president, and he's the one that's going to take over the Secret Service, and he is framed by really bad people who want military contractors. Blackwater was a name during the Iraqi war, and so I'm not saying that this is the Blackwater's like this. But in any event, they're trying to create a warlike atmosphere so they can get hired.
There are other films like this. One is Cormac McCarthy's The Road.
And I don't know if that was so good.
Yeah, and that's because he's a top flight writer.
Right.
A movie.
My joke is the movie, the Bible, is better than the book, but I say that just to set up. The movie is as good as the book,
yes,
in my opinion.
Yes, yes.
I read the book, and then I was anxious and scared to see the movie at the same time, and it was as good.
Is it father and son, maybe?
Yes, father and son in a dystopian universe, trying to stay away from all the creepy people that are out there.
And a minimalism that I like, not overdone in any way,
no,
just as grimy and as unappealing as you might imagine, without being disgusting.
Now, the book has disgusting parts that weren't in the movie, and I didn't miss them, frankly.
The 28 Days Later, which is, now we have a new one, 28 Years Later, is also a disaster-type movie.
Mm-hmm.
And this has to do with, like virus. And zombies and other stuff. And I find that one very appealing, very smart. And so they have a new one coming out, and I'm hoping that it'll be
good. As you know, I'm not a horror movie guy. Although you set me up for those.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And you know, I'm not actually either, except when you get to something like The Exorcist.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it's so smart. And so if the horror movie is just the horror, I mean, zombies are endlessly coming, I'm not that interested. I don't believe there are zombies. I'm not afraid of them.
Right. Actually, there was a movie early on, decades ago apparently, called Asteroid.
Yeah, I remember seeing it advertised. I didn't see it. But the asteroid was coming. There is an asteroid headed towards Earth now. It's been in the news. It's some years away, but it's coming.
Yeah, but it's not. We're not endangered, are we?
They've not said that.
Okay, good. Good one. There was a movie in 79 called Meteor.
Uh-huh.
I can
Asteroid,
guess.
Meteor.
You and I could
come
write
see,
the
come
script.
Come see, come saw, tomato, right. tomato.
Right. Another good disaster movie, and I'm calling this a disaster movie, is The Poseidon Adventure.
That was great. Yeah.
And
that was great.
You know, what is the darn difference? Why could this...
Shelley Winters, huh?
Yeah, Shelley Winters makes the difference, yeah. And a great song.
A star, I mean, yeah, and an all-star crew. Guests on the ship, yeah.
Yeah. Even so, Titanic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, this has the sense of realism about it.
Yes,
right,
it does.
Right,
I thought, Brad,
exactly.
you were referring to Greenland, too.
No, that's why I enjoy doing this, because it really tells you the difference between a B movie and an A movie.
Yeah.
There was in 51 When Worlds Collide.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing it. Now, with respect to Titanic, John, the believability of it is enhanced by the fact that it actually happened.
You know, counselor, that is a very good point. Yes.
It is in the record.
I can be found now and then to state the obvious, to be clueless in a different way, and a very enjoyable way for me, even though it's extreme, the Mad Max business.
I loved Mad Max, all of them.
Yeah.
Mad Max was the Road Warrior was the second one, and then Tina Turner in the Thunderdome.
Okay.
And I loved all those movies. Those
and Charlize.
Charlize Theron. Yeah, she was in...
Fury Road?
Fury Road, that's right. I had forgotten that one.
Yeah.
I'm so focused. Now, I did enjoy Fury Road, too, but I...
Yeah,
I think.
And Tom Hardy is Max or whatever. I think he was in the latter ones, but Mel Gibson was...
It was Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
In the first three, and I don't remember who was in the...
So. I like this discussion because it clarifies for me why... Our Greenland 2 is such a mediocre film. We were lucky to get through 12 minutes on its movie time to make something out of this. And I think people knew that we believed it to be a mediocre film, but that we had to point out Jerry Butler's popularity and the popularity with our president of Greenland. So we had some things to go on. But now we're looking at some really fine movies. There's one that the details of which I can't remember, but ambience I can, is The Children of Men.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very good. And that is really bleak. Everything about it is more believable. I was going to say credible, but that's not true. But more believable. Those are things that could actually happen. Greenland, the whole Greenland story and all that, I mean, that could happen as far as that goes. I just don't think it's going to be so easy for four people to get through enemy territory in France. I just can't believe it.
You are so right. In this Greenland, too, I'll tell you, I really liked, even though it's hokey as heck, the French family that takes them in and has the daughter go with them. This guy was so smooth. And that's why I challenged you in the original one. The French are not known to be that welcoming.
Well, that's truth. But that's it. When you're a tourist in the summer in Paris, they hate your guts, but they'll take your money. If you go at Christmas time, which we did, they're a little more tolerant. And if you try to speak French, which I have a great accent but no vocabulary, they take pity on you and then they'll speak English.
Butler, anything else on Butler? All of his oeuvre kind of bleeds in to me, except for 300. Where he really made a mark. In fact, for the next film, he was hired because of his abs.
Yeah.
I mean, apparently, which are pretty impressive.
Well, in candor, after watching it, is when I decided it was so mediocre, and I thought, I watched Angel Down, and I watched the heist movie, Den of Thieves.
Yeah.
And he's better in both those than he was in Greenland 2. And more believable, and the plot is more believable, and so on. It's just, to be clear, when they get to Europe and they're going, it's just...
What it just is... You and I and Wayne sitting and nobody else in the theater yelling at each other and just having a good time guffawing now and then.
It was fun. And if you could set that up with lighthearted friends who are...
Right. We have no expectations going except you and I got a kick out of Jerry Butler. And I have to agree with you. He's getting better with age.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's true in the Angel Down and...
Yeah, I like
Den
those.
Den of Thieves. He's maturing.
Well, there's less stress on him. They can get better actors to come in. And he can be even cooler. So if he's...
You're right. Yeah, absolutely. And in Greenland, too, it's Jerry Butler, and that's why people are going to come and see the movie. And good for you. And enjoy him.
Jerry Gary Hammond. I think we've done as much as two film critics could possibly do with a Greenland 2 migration. Any advice for our audience?
If you like Greenland 1, go see it. If you like Jerry Butler, go see it. If you are curious about it based on what we've said, you can see it in the theater.
Yeah.
Now, it's great. It's better on the theater than it will be screaming on your TV.
That's right.
For sure. And so, and it might even be more believable on the big screen.
And as a side note, and you probably know this, it was actually filmed in Iceland.
I saw that in the credits afterwards.
Yeah, but Iceland doesn't have a heck of a lot more than Greenland as far as I'm concerned. I've never been to Greenland, but I sure have been to Iceland. I mean, we stayed overnight, so I did not give it a chance. And Keith and Lula love Iceland, and there were thermal places and so on that were interesting. And have you been there?
No, I haven't been there, but I understand that Iceland is greener than Greenland is, and that Greenland is covered by more ice more of the time than Iceland is. And so it's what's in a name, right, John?
All right. That's all for us. I mean, now we've done it. We've actually done the best job we could ever do, and I'm sure Jerry Butler is going to call. He says, now, this guy Jerry Hammond, who the heck is he? Anyway, we'll have this kind of interaction that will make all of this worthwhile. We'll return for more substantial films at some point.